This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. How long does it take the government to clean up from a storm? Well, last year, Hurricane Irene devastated much of Vermont. And as Kirk Carapeza reports from Vermont Public Radio, FEMA still hasn't decided how to deal with properties damaged in that storm.
16 months. That's how long it's been since Irene ripped through the spine of the Green Mountains, isolating entire communities. Recovery's been slow. FEMA has given the green light for towns to buy out 81 homes in Vermont, but 16 months after the storm, no one has gotten any money yet.
I would have expected within a year, and that's gone by.
Bonnie Pemberton's home in Northfield, Vermont, qualifies for FEMA's Hazard Mitigation Program. It allows towns to turn property located in a floodplain into green space. The idea is to better prepare them for future flooding. Pemberton's home on Water Street sits in Northfield's floodplain, and it was destroyed in Irene's floods. But for her and her husband, FEMA's decision to approve their application has so far been a symbolic one.
We have not seen a penny. No, we haven't even seen the paperwork yet.
That delay is causing a lot of stress, and sometimes in the end you get a rejection, as 33 homeowners in Vermont did recently. Flood mitigation that may seem black and white, it turns out, is many shades of gray. FEMA spokesman David Mace says local officials should have been well aware that demolition of certain homes, even for health and safety precautions, disqualifies them for buyouts.
FEMA certainly doesn't like to play the role of the Grinch, but it's a benefit-cost analysis that has to be performed to determine that it is, in fact, in the federal government's best interest to purchase these homes and remove them from the floodplain.
As the late afternoon sky begins to fade to black, Bonnie Pemberton leaves work at National Life Insurance in Montpelier. She's returning once again to the home she and her husband have been renting for months from a doctor. A light snow falls, and Pemberton says she's worried about the heating bills they'll need to pay.
There was a lot more assistance last year to help us get through than there is this year.
The delay in funding has eroded Pemberton's hopes and expectations. Still, she's optimistic that they'll eventually get the money and that they'll have a new home by the time the leaves turn green in the spring. In Vermont, I'm Kirk Carapeza for Marketplace.